this looks like sort of an enchanted forest.
It's called Seat of the Soul, and as you can see, there's a lot of chairs in there, and there's a lot of patterns going on in the trees, because the trees are still in my theme.
Yes.
Yeah, they're not going away. So anyway, I'm just kind of fascinated by all these patterns things make, and the complexity of us as people, and how complex we are. And this is kind of a little bit has to do with that.
And the shadows, the play of the shadows, which I think almost seems like it'd be hard to get in watercolor, just because to control that, I guess.
Yeah, and I try not to control so much, because and I don't want to be like, oh, this shadow has to be exactly in this way, because that's kind of how it works in the natural world. Well, this is obviously not the natural world, so
right.
I kind of play a little extra with them that way, and I take my liberties.
Well, let's take a look at another one.
Yeah. Okay, now we're going to go and look at something that's a little bit more typical,
more realistic.
Yeah, and it's from my porch at home. It's called Last Summer, because this is a picture that I took last summer from my right outside my door, and I kind of felt in the winter time. Sometimes you want to paint some summery stuff, and it came to me, and I wanted to do it. These are nasturtiums up on top of the chair, and these are pansies.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And more nasturtiums.
Like you've collected a variety of potted plants, but sort of outside potted plants, and pose them on this
right
bright red chair.
Yeah, it's an old chair that I found somewhere. I kind of collect chairs. I have lots of different ones, and that's another thing that's coming through in this show. You know, there's more chairs. This is I call this Dreaming of Diego, because I admired Diego Rivera a very long time ago, even before I knew about Frida Kahlo. And Diego Rivera is a Mexican artist that did a lot of mural, gigantic, revolutionary stuff, and I saw some of his art in New York City.
Describe this painting. This is
lilies, and I think they're called calla lilies here too. In Sweden, we call them calla lilies, and they make me think of Diego Rivera and Frida Kahlo.
Not Frida Kahlo, another Mexican artist.
Yes, yes, and she also paints a lot of lilies. When I do that, I think of them a lot. So I'm calling it Dreaming of Diego. So the chairs comes through in many forms, and here are some simple little watercolors that are just in themselves, you know, a little chair. And I always think of chairs as having a lot of history. Who knows who's been sitting on them, you know, especially the old ones that we find.
This reminds me, now you did a whole series of trees
yes.
a ways back. This reminds
mm-hmm.
me of those. This
yeah.
is a sort of a tree waving in the breeze,
yes.
in the wind.
Yeah, yeah.
Storm warning, you said?
Storm warning. I spent some time in Salt Lake City this winter, and it was amazing how the storms rolled in over the mountains. And it could be beautiful, and all of a sudden, you hear on the radio, oh, there's a storm warning again, and it just came rolling in, and made me paint that.